This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, yesterday marked a moment that farmers in the biofuels industry eagerly anticipated for over a year. The USDA released guidance on 45Z tax credits for climate-smart ag, feedstocks, and biofuels. Many ag industry leaders and entities have praised Secretary Vilsack for bringing some clarity to farmers on this topic. We'll talk more about it with the folks at Growth Energy next.
As the world's markets change, so does the future of Iowa's soybean crop. The Iowa Soybean Association invites you to the Farm Forward event on Monday, February 3rd in Des Moines. Hear from experts about the evolving landscape of the soybean industry and how global and domestic shifts will impact your farm in the years ahead. Stay informed, make smart decisions, and position your operation for success. Register today at iasoybeans.com.
Chris Bliley is the VP of Regulatory Affairs for Growth Energy, and he talks to us about yesterday's announcement from USDA concerning 45Z guidance.
The USDA announced an interim rule with technical guidelines for climate-smart agriculture for crops used for biofuels. So these are things like no-till, cover crops, enhanced fertilizer, things like that. And so the new rule, you know, really it sets the right tone and will help biofuels like American ethanol deliver more affordable, low-carbon, homegrown energy solutions. It also sets the stage for new economic opportunities for farmers and for rural America. And ultimately, it means farmers can get more credit for the work they're doing to grow more crops using fewer resources. So Secretary Vilsack and the team at USDA really did a good job putting this together. A lot of work went into it. I think the key for biofuels is that we now need the Department of Treasury to take this rule in the new administration and really apply the climate smart agriculture so that biofuel producers can work with farmers so that they're getting credit for lower carbon biofuels.
Bliley says that this opens the doors for more benefits for biofuels producers for carbon sequestration practices at plants and brings more values to feedstocks like DDGs and soybean meal.
You know, ultimately, there is a new clean fuel production credit. And so for biofuels like ethanol, anytime we're lowering carbon intensity, you get more credit. And so there are things you can do at the plant, things like carbon capture and sequestration, things like use of renewable natural gas. But a big piece of any sort of biofuel production is the ag feedstock side. And so this rule that will give biofuels credit for lower carbon intensity practices on the farm. And ultimately, that's something that they share the value with the farmer.
So what does this mean for the average farmer?
Well, I think that's yet to be determined because, again, Treasury is going to need to do something more here to tie these practices to the tax incentive. But once if and when they do that, that will provide an incentive. And then the values will be dependent on how it shakes out in the model. And we're still sort of pulling apart the model because this data actually can go down to county by county. So it's really going to be dependent on what farmers do.
And of course, all that has to be determined by the U.S. Treasury Department for its value. But we get a new Treasury Department coming up in less than 100 hours. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. You can find more on this story online at iowaagnet.com. Have a good day.